现在我们要读第十九章。
Now we will reach.
我们一同开始来读第十九章，先念第一一直到第十节、第九节。
From verse 1 to 9，
我们一同开始来读。那两个天使晚上到了苏多玛，罗德正坐在苏多玛城门口，看见他们，就起来迎接，连伏在地下拜，说：“我主啊，请你们到仆人家里洗洗脚。”住一夜，清早起来再走。他们说：“不，我们要在街上过夜。”罗德切切地请他们，他们这才进去，到他屋里。罗德为他们预备筵席，烤无酵饼，他们就吃了。他们还没有躺下，索多玛城里各处的人连早带早都来围住那房子，呼叫罗德说：“今天晚上到你这里来的人在哪里呢？把他们带出来，任我们所为。”罗德出来，把门关上，到众人那里去，说：“众弟兄，请你们不要做这恶事。我有两个女儿，还是处女，容我领出来，任凭你们心愿而行。只是这两个人，既然到我室下，不要笑他们做什么。”众人说：“退去吧。”又说：“这个人来寄居的，还想要做官呢，那我们要害你比害他们更甚。”众人就向前拥挤罗德，要攻破房门。只是那二人伸出手来，将罗德拉进屋去，把门关上，并使门外的人无论老少言都分明。他们摸来摸去，总寻不着房门。二人对罗德说：“你这里还有什么人吗？无论是女婿是儿女，产这城中一切属你的人，你都要将他们从这地方搬出去，带出去。我们要毁灭这地方，因为这城内罪恶的声音在耶和华面前甚大，耶和华差我们来要毁灭这地方。”罗德就出去告诉娶了他女儿的女婿说：“你们起来离开这地方，因为耶和华要毁灭这城。”他女婿却以为他说的是戏言。OK， 我们先读经到这个地方，我们再次低头祷告。
Let us pray.
说：“求你的灵引导我们进入你的真理，因为你所启示的圣经是要教导每一个时代的人怎样敬畏上帝，怎样谨慎生活，怎样处事为人，怎样成为你的见证。求主你今天给我们有个智慧的心，受教的灵，谦卑的态度，领受你的管教，领受你的境界，领受你的光照，听我们的祷告。我们感谢赞美，奉主耶稣基督得胜的尊名求你，阿们。
阿们。”
当亚伯拉罕看见站在他面前的上帝的时候，
When Abraham witnessed the Lord who stood before him，
他就知道这一位跟走的两位是很不一样的。
He knew that this person was different from the other two who had left。
这个是个属灵的敏感度。
This is a spiritual sensitivity。
他当站在上帝面前的时候，
When he stood before God，
他知道他只能用敬畏的心，只能顺从上帝。
He knew that he can only respond in reverence and obedience。
这是很清楚的第一次上帝用人形向人显现，向人启示他的心意。
This was the first time God appeared in a human flesh explaining his will clearly。
上帝说：“我岂可隐瞒不对亚伯拉罕讲我要做的事情。”
And God said, "Surely I will not hide from Abraham what I was about to do."
这表示我们的主是乐意把自己的心意启明给爱他之人的上帝。
It means that our Lord is willing to reveal His will to those who love Him.
所以上帝就不再隐瞒了，就要对亚伯拉罕说：“我要消灭索多玛、俄摩拉这些的城市。”
And God did not hold back and told Abraham that Sodom and Gomorrah will be destroyed.
亚伯拉罕说：“你会把善人跟恶人一同消灭吗？”
And Abraham asked if you will destroy both the good and evil.
你会把义人跟恶人一同毁灭掉吗？
Would you destroy both the righteous and the evil?
这不是你的性情。
This is not you.
审判全地的 必定是行公义的。
The judge over all the earth will do the right things.
这句话令我们感到很非常的惊奇。
And these verses would astonish us.
原来亚伯拉罕的上帝观是这么伟大，这么正确的。
That the doctrine of God for Abraham was so correct.
亚伯拉罕信服的上帝是全地的审判官。
And for Abraham, he realized that God is the judge of all the earth.
亚伯拉罕的上帝是用公义执行审判的上帝。
That he will judge with righteousness.
这是任何一个宗教里面没有谈得清清楚楚的事情。
This is something all other faith would not explain clearly.
亚伯拉罕以前大概两三百年的时代。
About 2 to 3 centuries before Abraham.
米索不达米有个王。叫做汉摩拉比。
There is a king in Mesopotamia by the name of
Hammurabi. 汉摩拉比说他自己领受太阳神亲自教给他一些法律的这些规条。
Hammurabi declared that he has received laws from the god sun.
所以他们就把这些呢，把它雕刻成了一个汉摩拉比法版。
And so they took the laws and made a stone tablet out of it.
现在是放在这个大英的博物馆里面。
And this is now kept in the British Museum.
大英博物馆这个汉谟拉比法版是世界历史里面最早的一部法律的书。
It is therefore the earliest artifact relating to law.
里面就提到社会公益的问题。
It talks about social justice.
那么最重要的两点在里面提出来。
And there are two most important points there.
第一点就是对罪人的刑罚。
The first one will be punishment towards evildoers.
里面记载了我们常常讲的以言还言。以牙还牙
，an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth。
所以这样呢，人与人之间一定要有公义作为审判的原则。
The idea is that there must be righteousness as the principle for judgment。
第二点就是提到你做生意的时候，你的天平不可以有两种不同标准的砝码。
And the second one is that the balance you would use in your business should have the standard weight.
所以这样公义的原则，神已经借着普遍启示放在所有的民族，放在所有的人心里面了。
We see that God through general revelation has given us principles of justice.
但是从来没有一个宗教提到上帝是审判全地的上帝。
But not a single faith would point out that God would judge the whole world.
而且是用公义的原则来审判全地。
And also he would do right in judgment.
要不然在这句话里面表示他对神的信仰，对神公义的认识是非常清楚的。
This declaration of Abraham shows us that he has a very clear understanding of God.
审判全地的上帝岂不行公义吗？
The judge of all the earth will surely do right.
那么亚伯兰心目的中间呢，虽然索多玛、俄摩拉罪恶深重，至少他们中间有一些的义人。
Abraham recognized that although Sodom and Gomorrah was sinful, there must be some righteous in there.
所以他不因为罗德对他不住，而现在这个城市要遭审判，他就落井下石，幸灾乐祸。
And although Lot was not good to him, he was not happy just because the city was about to be destroyed.
他以一个非常伟大的长辈，非常宽大的胸怀来为索多玛求上帝怜悯。
He was the elder and he had a generous attitude and he asked God to have mercy.
当四王五王打仗的时候
，When the four kings and the five kings were in battle together，
索多玛的王是被掳去的。
The king of Sodom were captured.
罗德也是被掳去的。
And so was Lot.
亚伯兰就在这个时候把他318个壮丁带出来，出去勇敢征战。把索多玛王把罗德都从仇敌的手中把他救出来。
And Abraham led 318 of his men servants to rescue the kings and also Lot.
不但如此，第二次当这个索多玛俄摩拉要被上帝用火焚烧的时候，
In this second incident when Sodom and Gomorrah would be destroyed by fire，
亚伯兰再次把他伟大宽宏的心量把它表现出来。
Again, we see a demonstration of his generosity.
所以他说：“主啊，如果在索多玛有50个人是义人，难道你要毁灭这城吗？”
And Abraham said, "O Lord, would you spare the city for 50 righteous?"
主说：“我实实在在告诉你，如果有50个义人，我就不消灭这个城市。”
And the Lord said, "If I find 50 righteous people, I will spare the city."
这个亚伯兰看，原来 我讲的时候太快了，如果讲到一半五个死掉怎么办呢？
And
如果剩下45个，你会消灭这个地方吗？
And Abraham started to bargain, if there were 45, would you destroy the place?
上帝说如果有45个义人，我也不毁灭这个地方。
And God said if I find 45, I will not destroy the place.
亚伯兰知道这位上帝是可以讨价还价的上帝了。
And Abraham knew that he could bargain with God.
如果可以讨价还价，不如就继续讨下去吧。
And so he will continue bargaining.
我们买东西的时候最讨厌那些不可以讨价还价的老板。
Sometimes when we buy things, we hate those who are not flexible.
所以有一些店呢，前面明明写不二价，就很少人进去了。
And so if you put a sign there, no bargaining, then people will not visit it.
大多数的百货公司都是不二价的。
Most of the malls would have no bargaining.
但是等到呢，他们突然间一年一度大拍卖可以这个讲价的时候，很多壁纸就出现了。
And whenever you have a great sale where you can bargain, then many customers will appear.
新加坡也有这样的事情，对不对呢？
好像没有，
也没有 great sale 的时间。
有 great sale， 但是不可以讨价还价。
啊，但是有 great sale， 对不对？那么他们美国讲一句话，凡是 on sale 的时候，中国人的壁纸就出现了。
The Americans say whenever there's a great sale, the Chinese will appear.
我们盼望可以更早、更少的价钱。
And we of course want to buy things at a cheaper rate.
也许我到香港去。
Once I went to Hong Kong,
看到有几个很漂亮的瓷器。
I saw some porcelain pieces.
我猜怎么会做得这么精细啊？
And it's very beautiful.
这个很可能是清朝这个雍正时代的东西。
I thought it must be from the Qing Dynasty, 雍正 era.
但是每一次我到。
Every time I go there,
这家都是关门的。
And the shop will be closed.
第二次来，
the second time I go there, it is also closed.
第三次来，
the third visit,
还是关门的。
Also closed.
我第四去，
the fourth time,
还是关门的。
It was still closed.
所以我想这个人大概很多钱不必吃饭， so、也不要做生意。
I thought the owner must be very rich.
再不然是每一次我到的时候，刚好是他关店去吃饭的时间。
Or by coincidence, every time it's closed.
到我第五次去的时候，
the fifth time I went there,
这个门没有关呢。
He was open.
人在里面呢。
There's someone inside.
所以我看到一个老人坐在这个他的柜台上面。
There was an elderly person there.
我就敲敲那个玻璃。
I knock on the glass.
他就把眼镜放下来看看我。
And he looked at me without his glasses.
老人都有老人的威风的，我告诉你。
Although he was elderly, he looked English.
一看的时候呢，我说你好吗
？I say how are you?
有什么事
？What do you want?
哇，来势不小哎。
That's very fierce.
我说我要看这两个东西。
I say I want to look at these two items.
你是不是要买
？Are you buying it?
我讲话好不客气哦。
So not very courteous.
我先看看。
I say I have to take a look first.
好，我就拿给你看。
I'll take it out and show you.
他就起来拿给我看。
And so he showed me the item.
我问他这个什么价钱呢
？I say how much is this?
3,800块港币。
It is 3,800 Hong Kong dollars.
我说可以不可以出价？
Can I bargain?
那他怎么回答呢
？The old man said,
你是要买或者要出价
？Do you want to buy or do you want to bargain?
你要买就不要出价，出价就不要买。
If you want to buy, don't bargain. If you want to bargain, don't buy.
我很少看见人这么凶的哈。
I've never seen people so fierce.
这么严格，但因为他老人，我也是老人，所以我说出价也不妨吗
？I say I should be able to bargain.
没有这个事。
He said no such thing.
要买就买，不要出价。
Just buy.
所以有一些人是不可出价的。
So for some not negotiable.
要不然想不到上帝是可以出价的。
But God was bargaining.
所以他就四十就掉到三十。
And so from 40 to 30.
三十掉到二十。
30 to 20.
二十掉到十。
20 to 10.
几次要不然出价还价的时候他不好意思。
And he was a bit embarrassed every time he would propose.
所以他说我主请你不要烦我。
And he always said, my Lord, do not get angry.
我再说如果三十个人你会灭吗
?Will they destroy if I can find
30? 我主你不要动怒。
Oh my Lord, do not get angry.
如果有二十亿人你要毁灭这个城吗
?If I can find 20, will you destroy
主啊我再一次。
Oh Lord, one more, one more.
请你不要生气。
Do not get angry with me.
如果有十个人你会毁灭这个城吗
?If I can find 10, will you destroy
主说如果有十个亿人我也不毁灭这个城。
And the Lord said, for the sake of 10, I will not destroy
这一次讲完了以后
,After this,
时间到了
,The time was up.
上帝的标准已经到了最后的这个限度了。
And God has reached his last line.
所以耶和华就站起来离开他。就走了。
The Lord finished speaking to him and left.
这个祷告就在这里结束了。
And this is where the prayer ended.
我们基督徒可以向上帝祷告。
Christians can pray to God.
我们可以用儿子的身份向上帝，我们的父祈求。
As a child of God, we will call upon our Father.
但到最后，不是我们的旨意成就，是神的旨意成就。
But finally, it is His will that is to be done.
耶稣基督说：“如果许可，求你叫这个杯离开我。” 不是照我的意思，是照你的意思。
And Jesus Christ said, "Take this cup away from me, but not by my will, but by your will."
一方面，我们的主是有丰富的怜悯，是施恩的上帝。
On the one hand, our God is merciful and compassionate.
另外一方面，没有一个人可以左右神主权所决定的一些的计划。
But on the other hand, none of us can move His sovereign will.
所以耶和华就离开他，就走了。
And the Lord left him.
要不然又回到他自己的地方去了。
And Abraham returned home.
那现在我们要问一个问题：到底索多玛有义人吗？
The question then is there any righteous within Sodom?
如果索多玛城里面有义人，
if there were righteous people there,
索多玛城里面到底有几个义人？
How many were there?
如果有多少义人，上帝才会借助这些的义人宽恕其他不义的人呢？
Would God then forgive the rest by the number of people there?
一个城市里面有一些很少数的敬虔的人，竟然有平定上帝怒气的作用。
And here we see how a number of good people can then erase the wrath of God.
虽然你行善的时候，
so when you do good,
你做义的事情的时候，
when you do righteous things,
你是非常非常少的少数。你不要自卑，你也不要丧志。
Do not be discouraged just because you are the very minority.
原来圣经里面给我们的观念是，神为这些义人的缘故，他可以不毁灭那时代的人。
The Bible tells us that for this small minority, God would spare the rest.
但是到底索多玛城有多少义人呢？
But the question is, how many righteous were there?
要不然自己是好人，所以他想象也是很多应当有好的人的。
Abraham was a good person, so he has assumed that there must be good.
每一个人把自己的状况投射到社会，就产生了社会在你心中一种不大正确的幻想。
A lot of us just project our imagination on the society and get the wrong answer.
一个诚实的人最大的吃亏，就他以为很多人都像他一样诚实。
An honest person often will be at a loss because he thinks others are as honest as he is.
他就比较容易信任别人，结果常常受人家的欺负。
And he will trust others easily and often get into trouble.
一个说谎的人常常感到大概全世界就像我这样，没有比我更好的，都是说谎的。
But a liar would think that the entire world also like him, tell lies.
所以他几乎不能信任任何一个人。
It would be very difficult for him to believe in anyone.
法国有一句成语说，
A French has a proverb.
对于说谎的人最大的刑罚，就是他从来不信任任何一个人。
The biggest punishment for a liar is that he would not be able to believe anyone else.
还有另外一个成语说什么呢？
Another proverb says,
对说谎的人最大的刑罚就是他一生一世就跟谎者在一起生活，就是他自己。
The biggest punishment for a liar is that he has to live with a liar, and that is himself.
要不然想一定至少有五十个艺人。
So Abraham thought surely there must be 50.
现在我问你，新加坡380万人有多少艺人呢？
In Singapore, 3.8 million people, how many would be considered righteous?
最少应该有380个吧。
At least 380.
难道万分之一的艺人都没有呢？
It is 1 in 10,000.
最少有38个吧。
Maybe 38.
这个是100万里面只有一个。
One in a million.
这是可能的事情吗？
Is this possible?
但是圣经罗马书告诉我们，
The book in Romans says,
上帝从天上观看下来，
God look at the world from above,
看看有没有义人，
to look for the righteous,
有没有明白真理的人，
for a person that understands the truth,
有没有行善的人，
one that does good.
神自己给我们的答案是连一个也没有。
And God's answer was not even one, was found.
所以当神要毁灭这地的时候，
When God is about to destroy the world,
他有绝对的资格把全世界人都毁灭掉。
He absolutely have the qualification and reason to destroy the whole world.
那么到底这个索多玛里面有没有义人呢？
Was there any righteous in Sodom?
其实索多玛里面有义人。
There was some right, one righteous.
这个义人是谁呢？
Who was this person?
这个义人就是罗德。
This person was Lot.
那么圣经什么地方说罗德是义人？
How do we know that Lot was righteous?
在全本旧约里面从来没有一处告诉我们罗德是义人。
The Old Testament would not tell us that Lot was a righteous man.
但是在新约的彼得书信里面告诉我们。
But in the epistles of the Apostle Peter,
罗德是义人。
He wrote that Lot was a righteous man.
他住在不义人的中间。
And he lived among the unrighteous.
所以他为世周围的人罪大恶极。
And because of the great sin around him,
罗德一心天天伤痛。
And Lot was regretful and sad every day.
像在旧约里面没有记载的，新约补充了一句话： 告诉我们罗德是义人。
So although we cannot find in the Old Testament, the New Testament told us that he is, was a righteous man.
圣经很公义地告诉我们。
The Bible said this fairly.
亚伯兰是义人，神亚伯兰有许多的缺点。
That Abraham was a righteous man, although he had many faults.
罗德是很多的缺点，但罗德还是一个义人。
And Lot had many faults, but he was still a righteous man. 所以这样，
罗德在所多玛中间是少数中间的少数。
And he was therefore the minority of the minorities.
但为什么罗德是义人，他偏偏迁往这个所多玛的地方，居住在那个城市里面？
He was considered righteous. Why would he live among the unrighteous in Sodom?
因为他一方面保守自己的义，一方面盼望在不义的人中间赚更多的钱。
Although he was a righteous man, he wanted to make money off the unrighteous.
实际上，今天有许多的基督徒，他们灵性的状况，他们在地上的生活就是这样的写照。
This is a description of many Christians today, their spirituality.
一方面活在罪人的中间。
On the one hand, they live among the sinners.
一方面保守一些很基本的义人的信仰。
And they hold on to some basic principles of righteousness.
他们的盼望就是地上发大财，以后又上天堂。
They hope to make a lot of money on earth and then go to heaven in the future.
在地上有最好的享受，在天上没有被上帝撇下来。
That they will enjoy their life on earth and still be accepted.
当神看见所多玛的罪很重的时候，
When God saw that the sin of Sodom was great,
神就决定下来观看。
He decided to come and observe.
神就决定毁灭这个城市。
And destroy the cities.
那要怎样处理这个矛盾呢？
How do we then solve this irony?
审判全地的上帝岂不行公义呢？
The judge of all the earth will surely do right.
所以神就用了一个办法。
And so God used this method.
在一定要毁灭所多玛的计划里面。
In the plan of the destruction of Sodom.
他派使者去把罗德这一家的义人把他救出来。
He sent his messengers to rescue the family of Lot.
所以耶和华在亚伯兰面前启示这个毁灭的计划。
And so when the Lord revealed the plan of destruction to Abraham,
两个耶和华的使者往前行，晚上就到了所多玛的城市里面。
The two messengers then went to the city of Sodom.
当这两个天使，两个上帝的使者到所多玛门口的时候，
When these two angels, messengers of God, reached the city,
圣经说罗德正坐在他家的门口。
The Bible says Lot was sitting before his house.
看见耶和华的使者来到，
When he witnessed the coming of the
messengers,
he bowed down.
他就在那里很尊敬的来对待这两个仆人。
And with great reverence, he treated these two persons.
他说：“请你们进到我家里来。”
He said, "My Lord, please come into your servant's house."
请你们洗洗脚。
To wash your feet.
请你们吃东西。
To eat.
请你们住在这个晚上我家里，明天你们再走吧。
To spend your night in my home and you go on.
这里给我们看见罗德是一个很爱接待好人的人。
So we see that Lord was a person that's generous towards the good.
罗德是用很尖锐的眼光分辨出来谁是神所差来的人。
He was able to tell who was sent by God.
这是很重要的事情。
This is something very important.
如果我们这一生从来不想接待人，
If in our life we never welcome anyone into our home,
从来不想给别人有什么好处，
We are not willing to share goodness with other people,
就是一个很自私很自私的人。
Then we live a very selfish life.
希伯来书告诉我们，有人在意外中间不小心，他因为接待人，结果接待了天使。
The book of Hebrews says that some people took in angels without knowing it.
所以反过来说，有许多时候我们拒绝人，结果我们把上帝差来的使者也把他拒绝掉。
And so on the other hand, when we reject people, we may reject the servants of God.
罗德不但为不义的四周的人的社会道德心中痛苦。
The Lord not only grieved for the sins of those around him.
罗德也很清楚看出谁是义者，谁是神所差遣的，我应当接待这些人。
He was able to recognize the messengers of God and that he should then take care of them.
但是没有想到这两个人对罗德怎么样呢？
But these two persons said to Lord,
我们不住你的地方。
We will not stay in your house.
我们也住宿在外面。
We will just stay in the square.
为什么这两个人住宿在门这个门外面呢？
Why would they then live outside the house?
他们要亲自收集查看那个城市的罪恶是多少大。
They wanted to observe the sins of the city.
所以他们看见整个城市路上的夜生活是怎么样的。
They wanted to see what the night life
他们不要躲在一个地方自己安居。
They did not want to hide.
他们要在城市的广场，在城市的外围来看那边的人怎样过生活。
They want to observe the lifestyle from the square.
但是罗德再三恳求，结果他们就进去了。
But Lord insisted strongly, and so they went to his house.
他们进去了以后呢？
After they went in,
罗德把门关上来了。
Lord closed the door.
一件事情发生了。
And something happened.
许多许多人就从老到小。 围在罗德的门外，
many people from the young to the old surrounded his house.
他们大喊大叫说，
and they shouted loudly,
请你把今天晚上到你家里来的这两个人把他叫出来，
bring the two persons that went into your house and bring them out to us.
我们要与他为所欲为，
so that we can do whatever we want with them.
这句话什么意思呢？
What does this verse mean?
这很可能隐藏着，
implicitly,
这两个到你家里的人一定是面貌英俊非常漂亮的男人。
It tells us that these two guests must have been physically very attractive.
所以我们要做我们心中我们的情谊， 我们的身体要做的事情。
And so this mob wants to fulfill their lust.
所以这个是当时一个非常败坏的风俗习惯。
And this is a practice of decadence back then.
就是男与男行可羞耻的情谊的事情。
And that is shameful acts between men.
那我们怎么敢这样猜测这件事呢？
How dare we then guess in this manner?
因为他们只说叫出来，让我们为所欲为。
Because they say, bring them out that we may do whatever we want with them.
罗德住在他们中间。
And Lord lived among them.
罗德知道他们的败坏。
And Lord knew of the decadence.
罗德听到他们这样要求的时候，
And when he heard their demands,
罗德马上回答说，
Lord answered,
请求你们不要做这件恶事。
Don't do this wicked thing.
所以这句话被记载在圣经来。
The Bible has recorded this.
给我们看见罗德有一个非常敏感，知道人要做什么事的这种心理。
To tell us that Lord was sensitive, he's able to tell what others want to do.
为什么我们敢说这些人要这两个男人是要跟他犯奸淫呢？
How can we conclude that they wanted to have sexual relationship?
也就是他们要强奸这两个很英俊的天使。
And that is why do we assume that they wanted to rape these two angels?
可能在他们城市里面没有看过这么漂亮、这么雄壮的这样的男人。
Perhaps in the city they have never seen such attractive males.
所以这正是我们的好机会。
And so they must have thought the opportunity have come.
但我们诚一诚上我们的欲念之后，可能他们会杀死这个两个人。
Maybe they will have killed these two messengers
after the act. 因为后来他们讲一句话，这个人可能要到这里来做官了。
And they said, this person is here as a judge.
所以我们这个城市里面的权不能被外面的人所侵犯。
And the city is not to be invaded by the aliens.
所以我们可能会杀死他。
So they may kill him.
但罗德知道他们不这么简单的。
Lord knew that the situation was not so simple.
罗德讲了一句话。
And he said,
如果你们要的话，
if you really want to do this,
我有两个女儿，
I have two daughters,
还是处女，
who are still virgins.
我做父亲的很难过的， 把我从小养大到现在还是处女的交给你们，让你们去办吧。
As a father, I would then surrender these two daughters of mine to you.
这是很可怕的事情。
This is something most horrifying.
罗德的家庭教育是相当成功的。
We can see that Lord was pretty successful in his education in the family.
因为他做父亲的人敢在众人面前说，我两个女儿到现在。 还是处女。
As a father, he can then declare that the daughters are still virgins.
今天新加坡有哪一个新娘在结婚的那一天还是处女？
In Singapore, the question is how many people are still virgins on the day they get married.
今天新加坡里面有多少基督徒女孩子还没有结婚以前保守童贞呢？
How many Christian girls are still virgins before they get married?
我们今天跟着世界的潮流走。
We have been following the ways of the world.
跟着败坏的风气走。
We have been following decadence.
我们才容易把我们的身体交给别人。
And so easily we have relationships with each
other. 罗德虽然住在很退位风气的索多玛城里面，
although Lord live in a land of decadence,
罗德用尽他的心思，他的苦心， 把他的女儿成就到这个时候还是处女。
He must have been able to preserve his daughters till they grow up to be virgins.
所以他可以敢讲这样的一句话。
And so he was able to declare in this way.
到底还是义人。
Here we see that he was indeed a righteous person.
在某一些事情上，他的标准是不够高的。
Maybe he will not fulfill certain standards.
但是性道德上，他还是失手的。
But surely in the area of sexuality, he was right.
但是那些人根本不要你的女儿，也不管处理不处理。
But the people was not interested.
所以他们大声呼喊说， 把这两个男人交出来。
Give us these two persons.
有一些人翻译就直接说， 让我们与他交合。
And some translation says that we may have sex with
Lord,
them.
无论如何不肯,
but Lord would not.
正在相持不下的时候呢,
when the tension was still there,
这些人一定不要让,
the people did not go away.
天使就伸出手来,
and so the angels reached out,
把罗德拉进门里面,
and pulled Lord back into the house,
去把门关起来,
and shut the door.
那为什么是天使伸出手来呢?
Why would the angels reach out?
因为罗德在还没有跟这些城外的人，就防止外面的人跟他们论理的时候，
because before Lord would speak to these people,
罗德先把门关上了, 才到他们中间来。
He first locked his door and then he went out.
所以这告诉我们, 罗德做事是很谨慎的。
It tells us that he is a very cautious man.
他不会一方面争着与他们谈话, 忘记先关门。
As he negotiated with the people, he remembered to lock the door.
所以他先把门关了, 才与他们讲话。
He locked the door first before he spoke to the monk.
天使伸出手来,
and the angels have to reach out.
这表示天使知道他要用急救的办法来替罗德解围。
It tells us that the angels knew that they had to rescue Lord.
所以罗德被关到房子里面来了。
And he was pulled back into the house.
他们在外面大声大喊的喧嚷。
And the people started yelling loudly.
现在变成两个世界。
So there are two worlds.
一个是还没被危害以前的世界。
A world that has not been harmed yet.
另外一个已经在败坏而不知道将要毁灭的世界。
And then the outside world that is already decadent and also being destroyed.
这个对照是何等何等吸引我们。
A very sharp, interesting contrast.
这里的人知道大事情发生了。
The people here knew that a great task would come.
大灾难要来到,
a great disaster would come.
神的怒气要临到这个城市,
that the wrath of God is about to come.
这些知道上帝的计划, 知道上帝心意的人却被捆锁在一个很危急的小房子里面。
But these people who knew the plan of God were trapped in a small house.
相反, 那些不知道是今天就是最后一晚晚上的时候,
on the other hand, the people outside would not know that the day of destruction was there.
尽量发挥自己的情欲,
and they were able to then do whatever they feel like,
放纵他们所要做的事情,
and live a decadent lifestyle.
这真是今天基督徒在世界的大灾难之前真正形象的一个写照。
And this is what it is like for Christians today before the great disaster will come.
在这个千钧一发之际要怎么样呢?
At this very crucial moment,
神的仆人, 天使们就对罗德说,
the servants of God, the angels said to Lord,
你要把你的家人, 无论是你的儿女,
your family members,
无论是你的女婿,
whether your son, your daughters or son-in-law, those who belong to you,
全部把他带出来,
call them all out.
我要救你们离开这个将要毁灭的城,
and I will rescue you from this city.
所以这个时候呢, 就把最后的命令发出来的时候,
the last command was then given,
是很紧张的,
it was a very crucial time,
是很严肃的,
very solemn,
是很真实的事情,
but something out of truth.
但就在这个时候我们看见呢, 这个家里面的反应不是如此。
But here we observe there are different reactions in the family.
你接下去看这一段的圣经,
as you read the passage,
你看见罗德是迟迟不要出来,
and Lord stayed behind.
罗德的女婿根本把这些话当作开玩笑一样。
But the sons-in-law thought he was joking.
为什么这里说女婿呢?
Why did he talk about sons-in-law?
是不是他已经娶了女儿呢?
Were they already married?
如果他们已经娶了女儿,
if they were already married,
罗德的女儿就不是处女了,
then the daughters would not be virgins.
如果罗德的女儿是处女的话,
if they were virgins,
表示他们还没有真正结婚了,
it means they were not married yet.
根据当时的风俗,
based on the customs,
他们已经应许了,
they were betrothed,
他们已经许配了,
promised to get married,
所以就被称为是罗德的女婿,
and so considered as son-in-laws already,
也就是罗德未来的女婿,
future son-in-laws.
罗德已经订婚的女儿已经跟他们订婚的这个女婿,
the daughters were already engaged.
那么这些人听见天使讲的话,
when these people heard the words of the angels,
他们说你快快出来吧,
hurry and get out of the place.
但是这两个女婿怎么讲呢?
But the two sons-in-laws,
他们把这些话 当作是开玩笑,
thought that Lord must be joking.
这是很可怕的事情。
This is something horrifying.
有时候我讲到讲到最严肃的时候, 我看见台下有的人嬉皮笑脸, 我里面有圣洁的火，很想把他们打一顿。
Sometimes in the preaching and reach a very solemn stage, people may be laughing, and I have this holy fire that I feel like beating them up.
怎么我讲的这么严肃的事情
？That this matter that I'm preaching on is so solemn.
你会这样轻浮，这样嬉皮笑脸的。
But it's taken so lightly by some people.
证明你的灵性是把真理当作开玩笑。
It proves that in your spirituality, the truth is like a joke.
一个人把真实的事情当作虚假来看。
A person treats true as false.
把严重的事情用轻浮的态度来看待。
As a solemn thing, as something that like a joke.
它是没有前途的。
If you do that, you have no future.
很可怕、很可怕的事情。
And you will find yourself in a horrifying state.
神眼中最愿意看到的人。
In the eyes of God, He is most pleased.
就是那些把真理当作真理来看到，把真神当作真神来看待。把严肃的事情用严肃的态度来看待，把不重要的事情当作不重要的事情来看待的那些人。
Will be people who are able to recognize what is holy, what is real, and what is solemn.
一个人习惯逢场作戏。
If a person just says whatever others want to hear,
习惯随便开玩笑。
And have a joking manner throughout his life.
习惯专讲轻浮没有意义的话语。
And often talk of things that has no meaning.
这些人到最严肃的时间来到的时候。
When the most solemn and crucial moment come,
他们的心从来没有预备好。
These people would not be prepared.
他们从来没有办法听这些严肃的重要的事情。
They would not be willing to listen to these solemn words.
所以他们就轻看境界的话。
And they will look down on words of warning.
他们轻看风险的来到。
And despise the coming crisis.
换句话说
，On the other hand,
他们的风险意识太肤浅了。
In other words, they have this very bad understanding of crisis.
我们中国人有两句话。
The Chinese have two proverbs.
描述一个真正谨慎的人。
To describe a person who is truly cautious.
他有个很严肃的心，对待可能来的风险。
Who has the ability to have a sense of awareness.
你走路的时候如履薄冰。
When you walk, it is as if you are walking on thin ice.
如临深渊。
As if you are reaching a deep gulf.
当你站在山崖的旁边走路的时候，你会随便开大步随便走吗？
If you are walking at the edge of a cliff, surely you will be very careful.
你看见这山崖的下面是断崖断谷。
If you look at the cliff and realize how deep it is,
你一定会非常谨慎每一步来行走。
You will be very cautious and every step you take carefully.
当你走在非常的薄的冰上面的时候。
And if you were to be walking on thin ice,
你不会随便大力的踏那个东西。
You are not going to walk very strongly.
因为你这一步可能就是你的最后一步了。
Your next step could be your last step.
所以这种如履薄冰、如临深渊的心态，就是预备在风险时代怎样保守自己能够平安的一个心态。
And this sort of attitude will preserve you when great dangers come.
有许多人在大灾难来到的时候没有风险意识。
Many people do not have a sense of crisis when danger come.
没有风险预备。
They are not prepared for it.
所以他们一刹那之间就这样完蛋了。
And for that very moment, then they will be destroyed.
基督徒相信神的保守。
The Christian believe in the providence of God.
但是基督徒相信神要保守那些自己保守自己的人。
But the Christian believe that God will preserve those who will preserve themselves.
所以你要常常保守自己在上帝的爱里面。
And so you must make sure that you remain in the love of God.
保守我们，使我们脱离灾难的上帝。就把出人意外的平安放在我们的心里面。
And God will give you the peace that surpasses all understanding.
罗德虽然是一个义人
，although Lot was a righteous man，
罗德虽然好好教导他的女儿
，although he brought up his daughters correctly，
女儿是我的，我好好教你长大。
Although he is able to bring up his daughters right，
女大当婚，你的朋友女婿不是我教的。
But sons-in-laws are not his own children.
所以许多基督徒把教得很好的女儿，不得不因为时间到，嫁给一个从小没有好好被教导的男人的身上。
And many Christians have no choice but to marry their daughters to someone who is not a
very
Christian.
这是很可怜的事情。
This is something very sad.
罗德可能赚了很多的钱。
Maybe Lot made lots of money.
罗德没有办法保住他女儿的灵性。
He was not able to preserve the spirituality of his daughters.
罗德可能有很严肃教导孩子的这个课程。
He may have taught the son, the children very strictly.
但是他的孩子没有办法很严肃地面对今天放荡败坏的世界。
But the children may not be able to face the generation that were decadent.
所以许多的基督徒在家里听很好的教育, 在社会里面看见很败坏的生活。
Many Christians may have had good education in their home, but then they reach a decadent life.
很多的基督徒在教会里面听见很属灵的故事, 到社会中间看见完全没有这个限制, 没有约束的败坏的那个生活。
Many Christians would have heard great spiritual lessons in the church, but outside of the church, life is another matter.
这一段圣经就把这一种矛盾的现象告诉我们。
And this passage shows us this irony.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
Dear brothers and sisters,
你不要为了发财,
do not because of prosperity,
不要为了眼前得到的利益,
do not because of the present profit,
忽略了可能临到的危机,
do not ignore the crisis that may come,
不要为了现世的得着,
just because of what you can gain in the short term,
忽略你永恒的损失,
do not ignore your long-term eternal loss.
苏格拉底曾经讲这句话,
Socrates said,
雅典人啊,
Athenians,
你们挖尽每一块土地寻找黄金,
you have been searching gold by digging up every inch of the floor,
却失去你们的儿女有什么益处呢?
But you have lost your children, what gain do you really have?
许多许多的人,
there are so many people,
他们只顾物质的得着,
they are so obsessed with material gain,
忽略了灵性的失去,
and they ignore their spiritual laws,
只顾了这一代的发财,
they only take care of prosperity for the generation,
忽略了下一代的道德,
and they lost the morality for the next.
这是得不偿失一个很可怜的情形。
And this is something that is not worthwhile.
所以罗德在最困难的这个时刻,
at this most difficult time,
他讲上帝的境界来到了。
Lord told the people that the warning of God was here.
上帝愤怒临到了,
that the wrath of God was here.
上帝要消灭所罗多玛的日子来到了,
that the day of destruction for Sodom has come.
他的女儿听的时候,
when the daughters heard it,
心里知道父亲是敬畏上帝的人,
they knew that the father feared God.
所以他们可能有些预备盼望符合神的带领,
they perhaps would be prepared to follow the guidance of God.
但是他未来的女婿不是如此,
but not so for the future son-in-law.
他们没有从小受过这样的训练,
they probably have not been trained in this manner.
他们没有建立起敬畏上帝的心态,
they have not established an attitude of fear to God.
他们没有真心预备领受上帝话语的灵性,
they do not have a spirituality that prepare them to receive God's word.
甚至是他们听见这些话, 他们就当作是喜笑的话语。
And so the Bible says they thought Lot was joking.
这是何等令人感到伤痛的事情。
This is something that makes us all sad.
最后呢,
and the end,
天使说走,
the angel says go,
快快走,
go hurry,
耶和华降临的火就来到了。
The fire of the Lord is about to come.
罗德还不要走,
but Lord stayed behind.
他为要迟迟地走,
he hesitated.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为我辛辛苦苦赚的一生的产业就在这里, 你叫我走, 那门要交给谁, 房子谁去看, 我留的东西, 我怎么回来拿呢?
He must have been very careful about the property that he has worked so hard to build up. Who is going to take over all these things?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
能赚到不能拿出去的不是好事情。
The things that you can earn but you cannot bring out, is not, they are not great things.
能够得到又一定要放下来的，从起初就不必那么辛苦。
Things that you gain but in the end have to let go, you don't have to work so hard in the first place.
有一只猴子,
there was a monkey.
他看见一个笼子里面,
he saw that there was a cage.
有很多好吃的东西,
many good food inside the cage.
所以他口水一直流一直流,
and so he was very hungry.
那怎么办呢?
And what would he do?
所以他很盼望跑进去,
he wanted to go to the cage.
那么跑进去的时候呢,
when he entered the cage,
他看那有比较大的洞,
there is a large hole.
所以他就比较挤一挤就进去,
and so he squeezed himself
挤完了以后呢,
in after that.
他就一直吃, 里面香蕉一大堆,
a lot of banana, so he kept eating.
又不必踩, 不必爬树, 就在眼前, 一直吃,
and so the monkey just ate, he doesn't work for it.
结果呢, 他吃得很胖了以后呢,
he became very fat.
要出来那个洞太小了,
the hole is too small.
所以变得更小,
other holes
was smaller. No
matter how hard it squeezed,
有什么办法呢?
What would he do then?
还有二三天,
he had to be hungry for 3 days.
肚子消了才能出来,
then he can escape.
所以结果他所吃的, 结果完全要放掉才能出来。
In the end, to escape, he had to let go all that he has consumed.
这个世界就是这样,
this is the way the world is today.
你想得到,
you keep wanting to gain things,
得到很多,
get a lot of things.
要带去的时候,
but when you try to bring it away,
丢,
you got to keep throwing
them away. 丢到最后就像从前还没有进来一样收得出去。
So in the end, you just have what you have from the beginning.
罗德就是这样,
this was the way for
Lot.
Now he has to leave.
他赚了很多了,
but he made a lot of money.
带不出去了,
but he could not bring it along.
天使对他说,
the angel said,
你不能带出去哦,
you cannot bring these things
你就放在这里,
along. You've got to leave
那我,
it behind.
我不是一生完了吗?
Doesn't mean that mean everything is gone.
你早就应该早就完了。
That should have been the way.
你不要等到现在才知道完了。
Do not wait until now.
我先问你啊,
I ask you
你还要这个吗?
This. Do you still want your house?
我就要你的命啊,
or do you want to live?
你要你的命吗?
Do you want your life?
还要这个呢?
Or your house?
他说我很难决定。
Lord said, difficult to decide. Let me wait for a while.
再等两个钟头,
2 hours.
再等三个钟头,
3 hours.
硫磺已经下来了,
but the fire has come.
你还等几个钟头吗?
How long would you wait?
所以圣经说,
the Bible says,
天使就拉住他们, 把他们带出去。
The angels grabs his hand and pull him along.
罗德出去,
and let him away.
罗太太出去了,
and his wife.
罗大女儿出去了,
the daughters.
罗小女儿出去,
and the second daughter.
那两个一天到晚以为这是开玩笑的人就不出去了,
the two sons-in-law were left behind.
所以到最后,
in the end,
说得到的,
at the end,
本来是神给你的,
you should receive what God will give you. What you have lost,
是你自己争道, 而不是神给你的,
would be things that you fight for yourself but not from God.
你听到这些事吗?
Can you see that in this passage?
圣经告诉我们,
the Bible says,
耶和华所赐的福气并不加上愁苦,
the blessings of the Lord does not have bitterness.
大家说, 1, 2, 3, 耶和华所赐的福气并不加上愁苦, 我们得了一大堆不是上帝给的, 越多我们越愁苦。
The more we receive that is not from God, the more bitter we can become.
后来保罗对提摩太讲一句话,
the Apostle Paul says to Timothy,
一个贪财的人,
a person who is greedy for wealth,
用各样的愁苦把自己刺透了,
is actually hurting himself with all sorts of bitterness.
保罗说,
the Apostle Paul says,
贪财是万恶之根,
the love of money is the root of all evil.
保罗没有说钱财是万恶之根,
Paul did not say money is the root of all evil.
钱财又不善又不恶,
money is neither good nor evil.
钱财是中性的,
it is actually neutral.
你把钱用来做好事情, 钱财就变成好的工具。
If you use money for good, then it is a tool for good.
你用钱财做坏的事情, 钱财就变成恶事的工具。
If you use money for evil things, it becomes a tool for evil.
钱财本身不能说它是好, 也不能说它是坏,
so you cannot conclude that money is good or evil.
对钱财的贪欲, 那本身是比坏事更坏的。
But the greed towards money is more evil than evil deeds.
不但是恶的,
not only is it evil,
万恶之根,
it is the root of all evil.
多少人为了贪财出卖道德,
many people will betray their morality for money.
犹大为了贪财出卖老师,
Judas betrayed his teacher for money.
全世界第一个经济学博士,
so he is considered the first PhD in economy.
因为他经济不好的时候还有一个办法把老师卖掉经济可以复苏。
When the economy was not good, he had a method, and that's to sell his teacher away.
这种 creativity, innovation 是历史上从来没有的。
The first person who is most creative in history.
有人因为钱财出卖信用,
many people will sell away their integrity for money.
有人为了钱财出卖朋友,
they may even betray their friends.
有人为了钱财出卖信仰,
some people betray their faith for money.
所以贪财是万恶之根,
therefore the love of money is the root of all evil.
圣经没有反对人有钱,
the Bible never say that we cannot be rich.
圣经也没有说有钱人不会爱主,
or that the rich will not love the Lord.
大卫是很有钱的,
King David was very wealthy.
所罗门是很有钱,
Solomon was very wealthy.
约伯是很富有的,
Job was very wealthy.
保罗自己说, 我知道, 懂得怎样处贫穷, 也知道怎么样处富足。
The Apostle Paul says, I know how to be poor and I know how to be rich.
亚伯拉罕是很富有的,
Abraham was very rich.
这件富裕是从神许可而来的,
but this wealth comes from God.
所以从上帝所赐的福气,
so blessings from God,
并不加上愁苦,
would not have bitterness added in it.
上帝旨意之外, 因你的贪心而得到的福气,
but the blessing that you get because of your greed outside of the will of God,
使你被万样的愁苦来刺穿你的心,
will create a situation where you will be hurt by all sorts of bitterness.
当罗德贪爱地上的平原,
when Lord loved the plains of the earth,
让亚伯兰跑到山上贫瘠的地方去度晚年的时候,
and then he led Abraham to take on the poor land.
从人的看法, 他很聪明, 亚伯兰是被逼到没有路可走, 好野地中间去过他的晚年。
Humanly speaking, he seems to be very intelligent. He made Abraham take on the infertile land.
上帝永远的计划来看,
but from the eternal plan of God,
亚伯兰的贫穷是他的富足,
the poverty of Abraham became his wealth.
罗德的富足是他的贫穷,
and the wealth of Lot was his poverty.
罗德虽然是义人,
although Lot was righteous,
罗德是一个不爱主的义人,
he was a righteous man who did not love the Lord.
罗德是追求世俗丰富的义人,
a righteous man who seek after the wealth of the world.
罗德是以世界的享受来过于看重对神的福气的义人,
and he placed emphasis on the enjoyment of earth more than the blessing of God.
所以同样是被上帝称义的人,
although God considered both as righteous,
一个有丰丰富富的生命,
one led an abundant life,
一个有紧紧的救的生命,
by another a life that was barely saved,
一个有蒙神保守的产品,
one abundance that was preserved by God,
一个是分文守不住一定要被丢弃的产业,
but another person abundance that had to be abandoned.
所以罗德离开索多玛的时候,
when Lord left Sodom,
这一次真的一文不能存了,
indeed he left with nothing.
他们把他拉出去的时候,
it was the angels that grabbed him,
他是不能不走了,
he got no choice.
时间已经到了,
the time was up.
空手离开,
he left empty handed.
眼巴巴看见他所赚的一切都留在那里, 让火烧掉,
and all that he has worked for was destroyed by the fire.
所以天使向山上跑,
the angel says go towards the mountain.
罗德很不甘愿,
and Lord was not willing.
他说不要叫我向山上,
no my Lord, he said,
我要在平原跑,
I want to go to the plains.
这样比较方便,
it is easier.
让我进入比较小的城市, 叫做索尔,
let me go to this small little city.
这个索尔跟扫罗, 这个字差不多一样的,
the word Saul is same as Saul.
保罗是希腊文的小,
Paul in Greek means small.
那么索尔是希伯来文的小,
and Saul is a word that means small as well.
他们进入一个很小的城市那里,
they went to a very small city,
喘气在那边安息,
and to take a break.
亲眼看见他所得罪的一切完全付诸一炬, 完全烧尽,
but in this city Saul, they are able to see that everything was destroyed in Sodom.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
当他们走到一半的时候,
in the midst of the journey,
罗德的太太,
the wife of Lot,
没有听清楚, 或者不顺服天使的吩咐,
was either not clear or were disobedient to the angels.
你只管向前走,
that they were to move forward only.
走到那个城, 我才把火烧到这里来,
to reach the city before the fire will come.
所以呢, 罗德的太太,
and so the wife of Lot,
走到一半的时候,
in the midst of the journey,
她回头一看,
turn back and look.
当她回头一看呢, 还看不到什么,
as she looked back, she cannot see anything.
因为天使说你走到我才降火嘛,
because the angel said, after you reach the city, then the fire will come.
所以她回头看的时候,
as she turned around,
就看不到火, 因为还没到那边嘛,
there was no fire.
那还没有看到火降下的时候,
she did not witness the coming of the fire.
心里一定怀疑, 你叫我走, 可能错了, 根本没有事情嘛,
so she must have thought that you must be wrong.
为什么这么紧张?
Why would you be so anxious?
走到我喘气喘得半死,
that we are all running away, but there's no fire.
回头一看, 根本没有事情嘛,
as I look back, there's no fire.
为什么天使不要罗德回头看?
Why would the angel not want Lord to look back?
为什么罗德的太太一定要回头看?
But why would the wife insist in looking back?
她舍不得,
because she did what?
舍不得她已经得到了再失去,
she did not want to lose all the things that they had.
特别是许多女人,
especially for many women,
产业有所损失,
they feel greatly saddened by the loss of any property.
本来不易, 怎么这样付诸一炬呢?
You may have worked very hard for all the things you have, and then suddenly it's gone.
他路向前面走,
so although they were moving forward,
心向后面看,
the heart was back there.
神的命令是叫他向前,
God has commanded them to move forward.
他在地上的成就向下看后,
but because of the accomplishment of the earth, they look backwards.
罗德的头将回后面回头一看的时候,
and so when Lord's wife looked back,
圣经说他就变成一根岩柱,
the Bible says she became a pillar of salt,
死在那里,
and died there,
就像一个活的化石一样的,
like a fossil,
现在已经停在那里了,
stopped there,
只有人形,
looked like a human,
没有人的生命,
but no life,
只有人的记忆,
only the memory of man,
人看见他人, 记得他从前是怎么样的人,
and people could recognize her,
他已经没有人的前途了,
but there is no more future,
就停在那里,
and she was stopped right there.
所以罗德离开索多玛的时候,
when Lot left Sodom,
真是凄凄凉凉,
it was a very sad state of affairs,
孤孤单单,
all alone,
妻子也死在半路,
the wife died halfway,
自己说跑到索尔了,
And he himself went to Saul.
回头一看的时候,
as he looked back,
因为他到了神降下火烧灭的速度嘛,
because he already reached the city, the fire came.
圣经说,
the Bible says,
不但烧了那个城市,
not only was the city burned,
城市里面的有人,
all the people in the city,
所有的东西,
everything,
连地上的草都烧尽了,
including the grass, they all burnt up.
这是世界上第一粒的原子弹。
This was the first atomic bomb in the world.
这是第一次从天上烧下来的。
The first time fire came from heaven.
你知道炸弹烧的时候,
when a bomb explodes,
首先撞到物体,
first there is an impact,
产生反作用力的爆炸,
and then there is a chain reaction, so there is an explosion.
原子弹爆炸的时候,
when an atomic bomb explodes,
不是撞到地面才爆炸,
it is not due to impact.
它在空中自我爆炸,
it would explode in the mid-air.
辐射所覆盖的地区就特别大了,
and the radiation then will cover many places.
往岛降下的那个原子弹,
the atomic bomb in Hiroshima,
大概这么大,
about this large,
大概比人更低一点点,
slightly shorter than a human height.
而比那一粒一样大的东西还没有炸下来, 现在留一粒在美国的Dayton军事博物馆里面,
there is one replica in Dayton.
不是 replica, the same thing, but not used.
Not atomic bomb is not used. It's in Dayton Museum.
那做了好多粒,
they made a lot of them.
在广岛炸了一粒,
one in Hiroshima.
在这一个, 长崎炸了一粒,
one more in Nagasaki.
有一些还没有炸的,
some are still remain.
那么他们把这个整个圆形的炸弹就放在那个博物馆里面,
and so it is kept in a museum.
我去看的时候,
I went there to look at it.
我看见那边写一个名称叫做 Little Boy.
It is called the Little Boy.
这个原子弹叫做小孩子.
The atomic bomb is, has a nickname.
炸了你就没有小孩子，没有老人了.
But after it's exploded, there's no more little boy.
几十万人就死了.
Tens of thousands will die.
草都废灭了.
The grass will disappear.
所以，索多玛所降下的硫磺火,
the sulfur and fire of Sodom and Gomorrah,
产生的这一个现象,
the phenomena that he brought about,
就像原子弹爆炸一样,
is similar to atomic explosion.
索多玛、蛾摩拉没有了,
the, both the city disappeared,
永远没有了,
forever,
到现在也没有了,
forever till today.
但神怜悯属于他的人,
but God had mercy on those who belong to him.
审判全地的上帝, 岂不行公义呢?
The judge of all the earth will do right.
他懂得在大灾难中间保守属于他的人,
he knew how to preserve those who belong to him in great crisis.
但是这一个义人最后得到的是仅仅得救，毫无所有。
But this righteous person barely escaped with his life.
我不知道罗德出来,
I don't know when Lot escaped.
在守儿的时候,
when he was in Zoar,
他心怎么样的感想,
how he felt.
他一面发抖,
as he trembled,
一面抓住两个女儿,
as he held on to his two daughters.
不知道前面的日子如何,
he wouldn't know what the future would be like.
我们要再怎样活下去?
How will we then live?
我们要怎样生活?
How can we have a life?
我们还要做什么的工作?
What kind of work will we have?
现在我年纪的轻年纪壮的日子已经过去了,
the days of my youth have passed.
现在我已经是一个老人了,
now I'm already an old person.
圣经记载一件事情,
and the Bible then recorded this incident.
惧怕住在索尔,
that Lot was afraid to stay in Zoar.
为什么惧怕住在索尔?
Why was he afraid to stay at Zoar?
这个城市跟索多玛没有什么分别,
similar cities as Sodom.
他们有同样的人种,
same type of people.
他们有同样的心态,
the same type of attitude.
同样的社会风气,
same type of social structure.
同样的道德习惯,
same type of moral standards.
同样的文化传统,
same cultural traditions.
他们有同样的性情,
and same manner.
虽然罗德曾经在索多玛混了很长的一段日子,
although Lot lived in Sodom for many years,
他可以知道他们的文化风俗、他们的传统、他们的习惯,
he would have known of their cultural habits.
但神的审判来到的时候,
but when the judgment of God came,
他就知道在地上得到的俗世的经验,
he knew that the experiences of the secular world has no meaning.
你怎么懂得与人交往赚了多少钱在他们中间随风如俗, 结果不是神给你的全部一前功尽瘁。
In the end, all these things that he has gathered from the secular world were lost because he was not from God.
圣经说罗德惧怕住在索尔,
the Bible says Lot was afraid to stay in Zoar.
他现在已经好像惊弓之鸟,
and now he is like a bird about to be hunted down.
他带他的两个女儿,
with his two daughters,
不得不离开索尔, 走路走到山上去了。
He left Zoar and went to the mountains.
这句话很讽刺。
It is great irony.
因为天使对他说
，Because the angel
你快快走
said, "Hurry,
往山上走
，Go to the mountains.
走到山上
，Go into the mountains.
我就要审判毁灭这个城。
Because I'm about to destroy the city.
他说不要让我走山路。
And he said no.
我不要上山。
I don't want to go to the mountains.
给我走在平原。
I want to go to the plains.
我只要到一个小城就可以了。
To that small city Zoar.
你许可我到所而去。
Allow me to go there.
天使说好。
The angel says,
我这次听你。
I grant your request.
给你到所而。
And you can go there.
等到了所而。
But when he reached there,
大火降下。
The fire came.
烧灭完了以后呢
？After the destruction,
自己惧怕。
He himself was frightened.
还是要走山路。
In the end, he went to the mountains.
还是要上山。
To go up there.
亲爱弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
你多少时候是拖延上帝在你身上吩咐的事情
Many, very often we delay the command that God has given to us.
你多少时候还挣扎靠自己的聪明不顺从上帝的带领
Very often we struggle ourselves and are not obedient to the guidance of God.
你多少时候先达到自己的成就才很骄傲地把你的成就帮助上帝奉献给上帝
And very often we want to accomplish great tasks and then with great arrogance we say we want to help God.
有一次有个传道人
There was a preacher.
他说我知道上帝呼召我做传道。
He who said that I knew that God has called me to serve.
但是我做传道不大甘愿。
But I'm not too willing to be a preacher.
因为我是很聪明的人。
Because I'm very intelligent.
所以我要用我的聪明赚大钱然后才做传道。
With my intelligence I want to make a lot of money then become a preacher.
这样人就比较看得起我。
Then they will then respect me.
他们就知道我是一个会赚大钱的，不是普通人。
They will know that I'm not a common person. I can make a lot of money.
我自己有了很多钱，我在做传道的时候，一面传道，一面不必拿教会的钱，还可以奉献，人家更喜欢我。
And people will like me as a preacher. I make a lot of money. I don't have to take the money from the church.
当他跟我讨论这个事情的时候
，He discussed this with me.
我说你要小心。
I said be careful.
当你赚了很多钱出来要做传道的时候，上帝可能那时候不要用你了。
By the time you make a lot of money, God may not want to use you anymore.
不是你可以决定给神用的。
The decision is not with you.
因为神是有主权的神。
God is sovereign.
他什么时候要用你，你不听，难道你要被用，他不用，你是没有办法。
If you are disobedient to him, by the time he wants to you want to be used, he may not want to use you.
我已经对他讲了这些话了。
I've said this to him.
他还是不相信。
But he was stubborn.
走一条这样的道。
And he would just do this.
有一天我见到富了一个教授，叫做 Edwin Orr。
I met a professor at Fulham, Edwin Orr.
我就跟他讨论这种奉献。
And I discussed with him such matters.
这个人要先发财才侍奉上帝，你的看法如何
？I said, what do you think? This guy said he want to make a lot of money first.
这个老教授对我说
，This elderly professor said.
It surely doesn't work.
这一定行不通。
行不通的。
It won't work.
我说 ，Why you know this?
为什么你这样子讲
？I have so many students try that way.
我有那么多的学生，他们说他们这样子走。
But no one success.
没有一个是成功的。
后来我说为什么呢
？And I ask why.
这个你有这样经验，你告诉我为什么
？Share your experience with me.
他们赚大钱。
After they make lots of money.
赚到很多的时候，他就舍不得不赚下去。
They would then not be willing not to carry on.
他就很难出来了。
So very difficult for them to come out. Secondly,
赚不到大钱亏大本的时候就没有面子出来了。
If they cannot make the money, then there's no face.
有的人就尽量在做，做到补，把所有的欠债补完了再回来，那时候已经老了，也不成了。
Then they have to clear their debts. They go to try their best, and by the time they come out, they are already very old.
所以呢，我告诉你。
So I tell you this.
It will surely doesn't work.
一定行不通的，
没有一个人成功的。
Not a single one has succeeded.
I have witnessed my students, no one go this way success.
我看过那么多的学生，没有一个是成功的。
我很害怕。
So I'm afraid.
对主说。
So I say to the Lord.
无论如何
，No matter how.
我专心做你的工作。
I will focus on your work.
不要想赚钱的事。
I don't want to talk about making money.
如果我有钱
，If I have money,
快快做神的工作。
I will quickly do God's work.
快快讨主的喜悦。
And quickly be pleasing to Him.
有人在巴旦。
Some people in Batam.
买了很多的地。
Bought a lot of land.
他看唐牧师很辛苦做工。
They saw Dr. Tong working so hard.
就给我1% 的空股。
So they gave me 1% of the share.
我的名字放在里面。
And they put my name there.
如果他赚1000万，就10万给我。
If he make 10 million, then I have $100,000.
如果他赚1亿，就100万给我。
If he make 100 million, then I have 1 million.
我不必去。
So I don't have to go.
我也不必做生意,
I don't have to work.
尊重上帝的仆人给我空股嘛,
I honor the servant of God, so I give you 1% of the share.
后来他来告诉我,
then he came and tell me,
牧师,我已经为你预备,你老的时候不必太辛苦了。
Dr. Tong, I prepared for you when you're old, you can have a good time.
他以为我会谢谢,感谢主,感谢你。
He thought that I would say thanks be to God.
我说, absolutely, please remove my name out of that.
我说你, 立刻把我的名字从那里除掉,
你不要把我的名字放进去,
do not put my name in there.
免得人家说, 唐牧师是在巴丹做生意的人,
so that people don't say that Dr. Tong is a Batam businessman.
他是有地皮的人,
that he owns land there.
这是印尼的教会,
Indonesian church this time,
他们要找一个房子,
they wanted to find a house.
这房子呢, 是拍卖的,
a house from auction.
拍卖如果拍到的好,
if they are able to auction the house,
用我的名字写了,
they use my name.
每个月贡献也,
and every month they will pay $1,000 for the house.
这样我在这边有个房子,
so that I have a resident.
我对他说绝对不可以,
I said no, no way.
你不可以用我的名字买房子,
do not use my name to buy any house.
除非我自己的钱,
unless it's from my own money,
我自己需要的房子,
my own need.
你不要替我自产,
do not buy property for me.
我就清清洁洁,清清楚楚侍奉上帝。
Then I can serve God with a clean heart.
我记得季志文牧师讲一句话,
the Reverend Andrew G said,
他有钱人100多件衣服只能穿一件,穿太多热死了。
The rich may have hundreds of clothing, but you can only wear one because if you wear too much, it's too hot.
有钱人有100个床,他只能睡一个,全部睡,太累,跑来跑去。
The rich may have 100 beds, but you can only sleep on one, you're too tiring to go from bed to bed.
如果一个人一两百个房间,他只能住一间,其他的打扫很辛苦。
If a person has hundreds of rooms, he can only sleep in one room because he got to clean the rest like crazy.
耶和华所赐的福,
the blessings of the Lord
是不加上愁苦,
has no bitterness added. Amen.
你为自己争道的东西,
the things that you fight so hard for yourself,
结果是带不走的,
in the end, you cannot bring it along.
你不要像那只笨猴子,
so do not be like that monkey.
为了多吃一些香蕉跑进去,
in order to have more bananas, he went into the cage.
吃了一大堆不能出来,
after that, got trapped.
结果等几天卸清楚了空空才能出来,
in the end, after everything came out, then he can leave.
到头来,
in the end,
什么都没有,
there was nothing.
年老的罗德,
this elderly lord has no house,
没有汽车,
no car,
没有股票,
no shares,
没有大楼,
no big houses,
没有房产,
and no property.
住在哪里呢?
Where would he live?
住在山洞里面。
He lived in a cave.
所以罗德年轻很丰富, 老了变成洞穴人。
In the end, he became a caveman.
老得不得了。
Very old.
天天看着两个女儿。
Every day holding on to the two daughters.
这就是他的产业。
This was his property.
两个女儿。
Two daughters.
女婿也不出来。
The son-in-law were gone.
他们把上帝的话,
and they considered the words of God as jokes. A horrifying end.
亲爱的弟兄姊,
dear brothers and sisters,
你对你自己严肃吗?
Do you demand of yourself?
你对上帝的话严肃吗?
Do you have a solemn attitude towards the word of God?
你对你自己道德的要求严肃吗?
Do you have a solemn demand on your own morality?
你抗拒撒旦的诱惑,你严肃吗?
Do you have a solemn attitude in opposition to the temptation of Satan?
求主帮助我们,
may the Lord help us all.
今天晚上,
this evening,
认定耶和华,
we want to focus our eyes on our Lord and rely on Him only. And He will surely guide our pathway.
不要依靠自己的聪明,
do not rely on your own intelligence.
专心仰赖耶和华,
and focus on Him alone.
Amen.
Amen.
我们低头祷告,
let us pray.